in the, you know, just over 40 years the society has been around since it was founded, how much of a collection have you been able to pull together, Gail?
It's a sizable collection. The Jewish community in Delaware really became established in around the 1880s. Mm-hmm. So it's not as old as some other ethnic communities in the state, though Jewish presence in Delaware goes back to, I think it's 1654. So there have been Jewish residents in the state, but it was only in the period after the Civil War that a sufficiently large community began to establish itself in Wilmington to actually become a community and to hold religious services and petition for burial grounds and things that really enabled the community to become a cohesive unit. So the bulk of our material dates from the 1880s and into the 20th century and, of course, the 21st century. We are a community archive, which means that we receive donations of material from organizations, institutions, and individuals. But we are not the official repository of any organization or institution. So there are gaps in our collection of records from the various synagogues and from the Jewish Federation of Delaware and some of the fraternal and social organizations like B'nai B'rith and Hadassah and other groups that have been active in the community. So we have a broad and eclectic collection.
I do want to talk a little bit more about the gaps later, but then I did want to ask you, I mean, having this kind of record, I mean, obviously, as Gail said, the community here is not maybe as old as some other ethnic communities, but you know, how important is it to kind of maintain that history?
First of all, let me mention that we partner with the Center for Jewish History and the American Jewish Historical Society to participate in a project called Portal to American Jewish History. So Delaware is very small, Jewish community, less than 2% of the population, nevertheless is part of a national program to preserve American Jewish history. And our goal is to preserve for our children, our children's children, our grandchildren, historians, and whatever, the important contributions made by this small community to politics, art, business, law, medicine, literature, and education through pictures, through things we scan into our records, through objects, and remembering people who played important roles in the Delaware community.
You know, you mentioned it's kind of an eclectic collection. I know a couple years ago we did a feature here on History Matters on the Dear Molly letters, the letters written by Molly Sklut to Jewish Delawareans in the armed forces during World War II. And that offered a very unique window into that particular era. Are there some other notable things in the collection that you find particularly interesting or maybe that illuminate Jewish life in Delaware more so than maybe some others?
Well, there is one thing. The Topkus family in the 1920s worked closely with people in Palestine to create an American Jewish, Palestinian Jewish connection. And they received a wonderful brass plate to honor their contribution, and that's part of our collection. And this goes back to the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. You know, many of the members of the Jewish community have been very active in nationwide efforts. One of the Topkus family was a suffragette, and worked for women's right to vote, and we have some material. Sally Topkus Gins, she was married to James Gins, and was a real powerhouse in the Jewish community in the middle part of the 20th century. There's so many wonderful stories, real impressive people. And of course, we've had a number of political and civic leaders from the Jewish community. Dan's very fond of reminding people the influence that members of the Jewish community have had in politics in the state of Delaware.
Both our governor and our lieutenant governor a couple of years ago were both from the Jewish community. But also, you know, there's been Supreme Court justices and heads of the Bar Association and leaders in the arts and just very proud of the ability to serve the overall community, both as regular participants as well as leaders.
You mentioned some of the gaps that the collection has. Are there specific things you're really looking for at this point?
Well, the kind of gaps we often experience are we would have someone who was an active president of a certain organization and they've given us records, and then the next president didn't submit records to the Jewish Historical Society, so we might have a couple years where we don't have, you know, so it's that kind of thing. Certainly, we welcome anyone who is interested in making a donation of material to our collection. I'm always happy to work with people who are perhaps cleaning out a family home and find that they've got material that perhaps might be well housed here. And we'll work with you to decide whether this material is appropriate and generally make an effort to incorporate it into our collections.
Ironically, these materials may demonstrate a gap we didn't even know we had, because often among private personal records are interesting materials that we didn't even know existed. We didn't even know they should be pursued, and then there they are.
The other thing I thought was interesting, you guys also do a lot of work with oral histories. How important are those oral histories to kind of preserving the Jewish community's presence in the First State?
Well, I think the oral history program is really important. There was a time, perhaps, when people wrote memoirs. They don't do that so much anymore. And part of it is to keep abreast of ways to collect and preserve the memory that people have of their life in Delaware and as part of this community. It's really, you know, there's so many things that are not recorded the way that they had been by previous generations. We don't do much in the way of correspondence that we used to do. So much is done on the telephone now. So making an effort to collect that material in whatever form we can obtain it is really crucial, because for certainly the latter part of the 20th century and 21st century, we've got to be creative about how we record our history.
And each person's life history through these oral histories is different. And the path that different people take to whatever they achieve is very different and interesting. And we think historians in particular would be interested in what's contained in the oral histories. But in addition, family members who want to recall their heritage, where they came from, and that type of thing, would be interested in the family history.
If I just wanted to wrap up with, in addition to bringing all these items together and preserving them, you guys also do, you know, a lot of events and outreach. Can you tell us a little bit about, are there any things that people should know about coming up?
The Jewish Federation has kindly given us some funding to enable us to go downstate to the Seaside Jewish community in Sussex County and to the congregation in Kent County and seek out archival materials for our records, for our permanent records. So we're honored that we can partner with the Jewish Federation of Delaware in pursuing a program where we're going to actually reach out to all parts of the state. It's easy to be a participant if you're in Newcastle County. It's easy to find us. But the folks downstate are not that well connected to us, so we're going to reach out to them.